there is so much false information out there about how to lose weight, what causes weight gain, what causes people to be obese. And once again, Oprah is in the headlines perpetuating false information about weight loss and obesity. And so today I want to talk about it. Today on today's episode, we're going to talk about some of the just bull crap that's out there and debunk it a little bit and just talk about what it really takes to lose weight and information that's accurate and like backed by science. Even though we won't get into the science stuff, we will debunk some stuff for sure. So grab your coffee, you guys. It's going to be a good one. Let's get into it. Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of Candidly with Coffee.
What up, what up, what up?
We are back with episode number 502.
Ooh, I like that number. You know why I like that number?
Why?
502? You'll never guess. That's the size.
Wait a minute. I know what it is. Let me guess.
Oh, if you guess, I'll give you some kudos right now.
It is the size of a motor. LS motor.
No.
No.
But it's the size of a motor.
It's the size of a motor.
Big block or small block?
A 502 big block.
Hey. Woo, she got it. People are going to be listening to the show like, what's a 502? What are they talking about motor?
I don't know why. You know why? Because there's been that, what is it called? That freaking show you used to watch, The Auction, has been on in the background.
So you would hear the engine sizes?
Yes.
Big block 502 Chevy motor. It's a popular big block Chevy motor, you guys. I'm a car guy. I'm a car nut, addict, you name it. I get excited. That's a, you know what they say about ADHD? Those are things that like, I get excited about, cars and motors.
Hyperfixation.
Yes. I know all about it.
Yeah. Welcome back, you guys. It is episode 502, and thank you guys all for being here and supporting us. It'll never get old. I'm just going to say thank you every single episode because we appreciate you guys so much.
Yes.
It feels every week the amount of comments of people saying we help them and we change their lives and they're doing so many different positive things because of listening to us. It keeps increasing, but it never gets old. I love reading them. I love knowing that. It just fuels us to do this even more.
Yeah, and we respond. We do our best to respond to all of them. I go back, I check, and I respond to all the comments they leave because we're grateful, we're appreciative, and I always say thank you for the love and support, man, because some of you have been with us since day one.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Dunn, actually, she's been with us literally since episode one. She just updated She updated her review on Apple Podcasts just to congratulate us.
But that's a super OG.
A super OG.
She stuck it out with us.
Yeah. Anyways, she left an updated 5-star review. But if you guys have not left us a 5-star review, please take a moment and leave us a review. We really would appreciate that. We do get lots of messages, which are great, but it does help us if you leave us an actual review. So earlier this morning, where I just came from Alyssa's half marathon, she ran her first half marathon, and leave it to my daughter. Okay. She's never run like a 5K, a 10K. Nope. Goes right to the half marathon.
Right to the damn to the big boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's true. That she went right after it. Like, I was like, you ready? She goes, yep. I said, good, man. I like the attitude. She has your attitude. Like, fuck it. I'm going to take it head on and conquer this.
Yeah, the thing about Alyssa is she decides on something, she commits and executes.
She does.
She for sure is someone that when she tells me she's going to do something, I don't even question it. Like when she said, hey, I think I'm going to move, you know, I'm going to move this summer to San Diego. I didn't think to myself, oh, she's not going to get around to it. I'm like, come hell or high water.
She will.
She will move to San Diego because that is just, she has that grit and that stubbornness about her. So I don't have any doubt that will happen.
Nah, man. She's fearless, your daughter. Many times I've seen her during her competition years, then going to compete in the bikini fitness. That's scary in itself. Mm-hmm. She always just, once she decides, she commits, she executes. She gets after it. She ain't scared.
Working through injuries, too.
Yes, saw that.
Like, working while she's injured. It's just, she's crazy. And she works tomorrow. Like, she has to get up early and work. Mm. She's going to be super sore.
Oh, she... Wait till her body like settles from all this running.
I know.
She'll get up and work though.
Her boyfriend also did it with her, like to support her and to do it together, which I think that was really cute. I got some good pictures. Actually, I'll put up a picture up on the screen so you guys can see it. But yeah, that was cool. So I drove to go do that. So my schedule is crazy. So I usually do Orange Theory. So I didn't get my workout in. So I don't know. I'm probably going to try to
tomorrow
take a class tomorrow. She works tomorrow. Maybe I'll see what class she's doing
there
and I'll take her class.
We'll support her.
Yeah, so I'll probably take an Orange Theory class tomorrow. And yeah, what else do we have going on after this?
Oh, I already know. Why you got to say it on here for, though? Why you gotta put it into my mind? Because I have been thinking about it.
Why don't you share it?
We're going to Slice of Homage.
Yes.
Pizza place, downtown San Jose, on Santa Clara Street. Let me tell you guys, for you locals, man, or even if you live in the Bay Area, it's worth the drive. Make that trek. Just get you a slice or two, but take something home with you. I'm telling you guys, I'm a pizza guy. I'm from San Francisco. There's a lot of good pizza places. This one's up there. We've had a lot of good pizza places.
This is my favorite pizza I think I've ever had in my life. We'll see if the second time going stacks up.
Yeah.
But I also have to work this evening. I have I'm producing a podcast later this evening. So my schedule has just been crazy. So we're going to do this. We're going to go eat. And then I'm going to come back here and do that. So I probably won't be home until late, like 7-ish. And then at 7-ish, I'm going to rush home and help you get ready because you're doing a show.
I'm doing a show
on your
tonight.
Channel.
Man, it's nonstop, right? Think about it.
Yeah.
I just did a show the other day with my buddy Carlos. Now I'm doing another show. Then I got another show on Monday.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Last night we had the Patreon show.
That too.
I'm not saying this just so that you guys can subscribe, but it got so juicy yesterday.
Yeah.
We dropped juicy stories, salacious stories, and it was just really good. So that episode comes out on Wednesday. And yes, I've had a few people ask me this, but if you subscribe to Patreon, you get all the previous content too. So if you subscribe in the game, all the content we've ever put out is there. So you get to binge a bunch of episodes. I don't know what it is. I love, and I thought it was going to be more you that like loves being unfiltered, but I have to admit, I truly love being just free over there on
Oh, around. We both told some stories yesterday.
Yeah.
And a normal couple would be at each other's throats, the stuff you said, because she has a past and I have a past, and we opened up about what she experienced and I experienced, and that's okay, because, again, she had a life before I met her, I had a life.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't understand that. I told you, babe, I can't tell a lot of women what I've gone through in my past, because it would shake them up.
Yeah.
They would think like it's the now. That was way before I met you, sweetheart. Get over yourself. I didn't know you back then.
Salacious is an understatement.
Do not listen to that episode in front of your children. Don't have it on speaker like you're on the treadmill or something or around the house. And do not listen to it at work.
No.
Just don't trust
there's
me.
There's a little gossip story in there. Not gossip, because it's fact.
Yes.
It's fact. A factual story that happened was crazy. So anyways, if you guys are interested in Patreon and you like the edgier stuff, you know, because it's edgy, it might not be for everybody.
Nah.
You know, they might not like to hear that kind of stuff. Then it's not for you.
So
you know?
I'm warning you.
Yeah, I even say on the thing, you have to be 18 to subscribe.
Yes.
And it says on there, it's mature content. So if you're, you know, if it's not, we just talk about it on Candidly with Coffee otherwise. Right? We talk about things on there specifically that we wouldn't really be able to discuss here. For a reason. So
yes, there's reasons for it.
So make sure that you subscribe if you are interested. But that's episode 7 and it comes out on Wednesday. So make sure you guys be on the lookout for that. I did create a couple of teaser clips that I'm going to post up on like Candidly with Coffee. By the way, follow us on Candidly_with Coffee Instagram, because we are committing to going live on that Instagram more often. It's just so easy to go live on Instagram.
Compared to YouTube.
Yeah, we're still going to do the biweekly schedule. So YouTube, we will be live on Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So make sure you guys tune into that. Yesterday, which for you guys, Friday, a couple days ago, we went live on Instagram, actually. And that was a lot of fun. So make sure you're subscribed to Instagram. You're following Instagram so you get notified.
And I think that since we're going to start at least minimum working out one day a week together, film content, whatnot, probably here at Punch King, we'll probably go live. Candidly with Live that day on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You should probably announce it. Like, we should pick a day. We're going to come work out together. Probably Monday we'll work out together again.
Yeah, so Mondays for you and I to work out together is Mondays or Thursdays.
Yeah.
We work out together typically on Mondays and Thursdays. So, yeah, we will probably, you guys are listening to this episode on a Monday. We will probably go live today at some point. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yeah, just watch your Instagram.
Like, it'll be sometime before your show.
Yeah. We're going to have to work out. I think 2 p.m. is my show.
Yeah, so I got to set up.
Pacific Standard Time. So that's West Coast time, you guys. So
it'll be a late morning Pacific time, 11-ish late morning on the Pacific time.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways, all kinds of stuff going on around here.
All kinds.
But yeah, so make sure you guys are following us on all the things. Subscribe here on YouTube if you haven't already subscribed, because we really do appreciate that. And comment. Join the conversation.
Yes, comment. Questions, comment, anything you guys got for us. Just don't even comment. Just shoot her a question, shoot me a question. Anything. Ask me anything. You want to know something about a man's world, the way we think, shoot in the comments, man. I'm free game. Go for it.
Yeah, because then we pick them and feature them here on the show as well. So make sure you guys continue to comment. We love that. All right, moving on to the... Oops, let me check this real quick. Oh, Tyler's putting in his order for Slice of Homage.
Oh, he made sure he got his order in.
We are interrupted. All right, moving on to the hot coffee topic.
Praise. Hello. Moving along. Let's go. What are you doing? I like the sound of coffee pouring, but not that now.
I just lost my train of thought. Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm doing too much. Doing too many things.
Yeah. Slow down. One thing at a time.
Okay, because Tyler.
Okay, enough with Tyler. One thing at a time. Let's go.
Relax. He interrupted my train of thought. Okay, hot coffee topic is the conjoined twins that got married.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Look, it's up on the screen, you guys. So these are conjoined twins. So they share organs below the waist. Above the waist, they have their own everything. So they have their own hearts and their own lungs and all of that. But below the waist, they have only one, like, reproductive organs, I'm assuming.
Two set of breasts or just one each?
It's, again, I will repeat. It said below the waist, they share, but above the waist, they have their own.
Yes. So when they're intimate, they both share the intimacy together.
That's so crazy to me.
We were talking about that.
But they can only...
I don't know why I thought about that. We're shopping at Costco. Hey, is it... they both... He gets two for the...
Only one of them is married to the guy, and they wouldn't answer any questions about it. They were asked questions.
Only one?
So you don't marry both? You can't marry both. It's not legal.
Oh, my goodness.
They're two legal entities.
I'm mind blown. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say. I never looked at it that way. I thought they're just one person. I guess not. They're two people sharing the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're two people.
They're two people. It's almost like he's having a polygamy of relationship in a crazy roundabout way.
Yeah, and they won't talk about it, so we will not get the salacious details on that one.
Yeah,
because they don't want to talk about it. But that's just so strange to me, because they're sisters too.
Yes, they're your sisters. We never thought about that either. Where's your brain going? You got this look on your face.
I don't know.
The hamster wheels are turning.
But they share genitalia.
Yes, they do. So they're both getting...
Fuck, my mind is blown.
They're getting pleasure at the same time.
My mind is literally...
At the end of the day, man, let's call it what it is. They're a miracle of life to live, first off. To live and share the same body. It's pretty miraculous that in itself.
I know. And if they can find love and joy, good for them. If I was their parent, I'd be
happy for them.
So happy.
They got a husband who's going to take care of them, love them for who they are. And it's working for them, I guess.
They were actually, the parent made a choice not to split them. But now I'm thinking about it. How would they have, because the major organs, they have two sets of. So I guess they had the option to try to split them, but the chances of both of them surviving were slim. So the parents opted not to do that.
No, that's smarter, because why would you want to take a risk of you split them, then you lose them both? Leave them the way they are, and at least you have them.
No, I agree.
That's a tough one for parents. I wonder if we'll see more of this. Because they're not the first set of conjoined twins.
No.
Not at all. There was some famous Asian girls back in the day. They called them the Siamese twins or something. I can't remember what their story years ago when it was really unpopular. I forgot where I saw it. I just remember it came to my mind. I remember from somewhere.
There's all kinds of different types of conjoined twins. It's just basically some sort of a freak mutation during the gestation period of twins, where something doesn't split off or whatever.
Didn't split off, yeah.
All right, moving on to MegaFit Meals. I noticed they have a new meal on their menu, and I put in an order for it because I think you specifically will love it.
Ooh, what is it?
Chicken piccata.
Ooh, sign me up, please.
Chicken piccata, and it's two... It's a big meal. It's a lot of macros. It's a lot of calories. It's 650 calories, but it's 61 grams of protein.
I'll take that. That's dinner right
but
there for me.
But it's two breasts of
that.
Chicken breaded with a lemon butter piccata sauce with capers.
I love that.
Over angel hair pasta.
Oh, sign me up. I love that kind of stuff.
Right? And I was thinking like, wow, that's high calories. But you know what? That could easily be two meals for me.
Yeah, you split into two. You could do lunch and dinner. That's what people understand. You don't eat in one shot, lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Easy.
So I picked up a couple of those because that one looks really good. So if you guys are interested in trying MegaFit meals, check the link in the bio. If you haven't tried them yet and you want an introductory discount code, just send me a DM and I will give you my discount code to give them a try because they come in clutch for sure. They're frozen, by the way. So it's cool because you're not in a rush to eat them because they're frozen.
Yeah.
And I love that. So I love just having extra, I call them like emergency meals or convenience meals.
Convenience meals, especially the days we're busy. You come home tired from the studio and let's be honest, you guys, how many of you guys want to whip up a meal when you're tired from work all day? You're really exhausted. You just want to heat something and eat it. Got to make it work. That way it still works within your macros and you don't fall off because the other is you're going to cheat and go to a drive-thru or something worse. That's just the way it is. People don't have that discipline.
Exactly. He didn't need it. I love that. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to the Hold My Coffee. Hold My Coffee comes to us from the ABZ 4253. Left a comment on my taco salad video, me making a taco salad, where I suggested it is a hack to add shredded lettuce to a taco salad. Add a bunch of shredded lettuce because it's a volume hack. It makes your salad that much bigger.
Yes.
For no calories, agreed, basically. So this genius commented, what volume could lettuce possibly add after it's been chewed and swallowed? Do you want to improve your life or are you just trying to make us all think you are? And I just said, last I checked, all food is chewed and swallowed.
Wow. She thought she did something there. What's the name?
I don't know, babe. Who cares? What are you going to do?
You thought you did. I'm going to call her ass out. You thought you did something there, Slick. You didn't do nothing. You thought she's so smart. You got to love social media.
All food is chewed and swallowed.
Yes, it is. Volume. What does volume mean? Let's look up the definition. So if you have a taco salad and you get all the ingredients, it looks like this. But then you add a bunch of lettuce. Now it looks like this. To the mentals, to my eyes. Wow, I'm a volume eater. This looks so much bigger.
It does take more space.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter. Even if you have a big bowl of food and you chew up the whole bowl of food.
Yes.
And you spit it all out into the bowl. It takes up certain space. Now, if you have another bowl of food, it's all identical. But on top of it, you have a bunch of lettuce. You chew everything up, including the lettuce, and you spit it out into another bowl. Which bowl has more volume? The one with the lettuce.
Exactly.
Because it's more volume. Whether it's chewed and swallowed or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's more volume. It's more volume while you're eating it. It takes longer to eat, which is a good mental thing. And it also occupies more space in your stomach because it is more volume you eat. It takes longer to digest. But anyways.
Think about this, though, real quick, before we get off this topic, is what a lot of restaurants do on taco salads, from fast food, Taco Bell to restaurants, they all throw on a bunch of lettuce on there for volume. So when people get it, they feel like they got their money's worth.
I don't know. She thought she was doing something there, but it's okay.
Because
I commented. It was funny because I commented a coffee cup, and I noticed a couple of people liked the coffee cup. That's got to be our listeners who know exactly what the coffee cup meant. It meant hold my coffee. If it was you who liked the coffee cup comment, I want to know.
Hey, but listen, let's go a little step further. Next time she does something like that, catch the hold my coffee. Go in there with your coffee cup too, under the reply.
What are you talking about? I replied with a coffee cup.
They can reply too, as I'm saying. Go ahead and they can pipe in with their own coffee cup. Like, we see you. We hear you. Add on to it.
See what you're saying.
Oh, it went over your head like, whoo, slow over here.
So what he's saying is if you guys see comments that are hold my coffee eligible.
Yes.
Comment coffee cups.
Yes.
You guys will be like the beehive.
Exactly.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Beyonce's people that
they go in.
They comment a bunch of bees.
Who else is there?
Selena Gomez. Who else? There's another one.
Taylor Swift, the Swifties.
Oh my God.
The Swifties are psycho.
The Swifties. Which emoji do they comment?
I don't know what they comment, but they come in droves. They came for me for Selena. on People Magazine because
they
were
came for you.
Yeah, because they were showing like what she used to look like till now. She's huge.
And Selena. Selena Gomez. Yeah.
And I said something like, "It's just macro. She just gotta watch her eating." Oh, she has lupus. Oh, you don't know make. I said, "I have family members and friends with lupus. Calories in, calories out still apply."
Sorry. We're actually going to talk about that today.
Still apply.
We are going to talk about that today.
She is big.
Yeah, because she's certain medications or something
that she's on. But still calories in, calories out.
But again, we're going to talk about that. I'm not going to get into it right now because I don't want to go on a tangent, but we are definitely going to talk about that. Okay, moving on to the next comment, which is, this is comment corner. So let's do some cheers for the comment corner.
Let's go.
Can't forget the sound effects here. All right, so Miss RD 2015, I can listen to this episode on repeat. It's so good. Many things you said resonate with me. Congratulations on your trajectory up. You got this, guys. She's commenting on our Take Action episode. So thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for the love and support as always.
We just love it. All right, moving on. Yaya GD 62. I love watching you guys. I work overnights and I just putting you guys on and listening makes my night fly. I've been watching since the day you painted your own cabinets DIY. I painted mine and they look great, still holding up 3 years later. Love you guys.
I saw that comment too.
So many people found me because of the kitchen cabinets.
Yeah, and that video went super viral, remember?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think that is so cool, and it was the best thing I ever did because my cabinets were hideous, and no, I did not have the money nor want to spend the money to do $50,000 in upgrades to the kitchen when the cabinets look just fine.
Right? Like, people always want to upgrade. They just want to throw money away. Save that money because if you paint them, guess what? They'll look like new. And guess what, you guys? They're still going to store your cups, plates, and whatever else you have in. They're still going to do the same job.
Yeah, because actually the quality of the cabinets was good. It's just the wood was outdated, in my opinion. But anyways, I'm glad you found us from that video. That's cool. A lot of people did.
3 years ago,
that video and the furniture video.
Yeah.
The berberine video.
Okay.
And then my menopause video where I confessed to peeing my pants in Orange Theory.
That video, huh?
Yeah.
But you know what? You keep it real. They love that.
Yep. All right. Moving on to Sura Al-Mansur, sorry if I did not pronounce your name correctly. She's a very big fan of the show. She comments all the time and is so sweet. Congratulations, Janine and Mike, on reaching your 500th episode milestone of Candidly with Coffee. What an incredible achievement. I can't express enough how much your podcast has meant to me on my journey towards a healthier lifestyle. From my walks to gym sessions, your conversations have been my trusted companion, offering not just insights, but also a sense of camaraderie and motivation. Seeing your faces on YouTube discussing various topics has added an extra layer of connection. Here's to many more episodes and continued inspiration. Cheers to both of you and the amazing community you've built. Candidly 500, health and mindset journey. Thank you so much. That is so nice.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it. That was a beautiful comment, by the way.
Yeah, so nice.
Comment, compliment. Man, wonderful.
All right, moving on to 1UP Nutrition. Let's talk about 1UP Nutrition for a minute. There are two new supplements that I have incorporated recently in the last few days consistently because I'm entering a cut. So I think I told you guys this on the last episode, but I'm starting a cut officially. It will start tomorrow. And because I need to get shredded for Miami. But when I do a cut, I usually incorporate a couple more supplements just to help. So obviously with a cut, I'm going to have to get used to eating less calories again. And what helps me with appetite control, because that's the biggest thing in the way of me and my shredded body, is my appetite.
Yeah. You got the monster. You have a man's appetite.
So I usually add in, I love L-carnitine, which is a liquid, it's liquid form. And I saw you taking that. Yeah. I take a shot of it about an hour before exercise. So I take it in the morning before I head to Orange Theory or before I go to the gym. And then I've also started taking their appetite suppressant. So I take four with water up to twice a day. And it does help. It does take the edge off the appetite. Really? Yeah, it does help. So it gives me the same effects as like a berberine, but I cycle berberine in and out because you're not supposed to take it just consecutively. So I will cycle between berberine and this appetite suppressant during this cut.
Man, I might need to steal some of those from you.
Yeah.
I'm cutting down too. from Miami. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy. I think I'm going to shoot for maybe.
Yeah, but it's nothing crazy, but you are so used to eating your calories. The minute that you drop it a little bit, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. Your appetite will be like, what? What's going on? Where's that extra 200-300 calories a day?
But I'm inflicting adversity, so that's part of inflicting adversity, challenging ourselves. And you got to challenge yourselves. That's how you get to that next level. And I'm going to tattoo that on me somewhere, inflict adversity, because we all must inflict adversity. Life can't be too easy, and your eating can't be too easy. It must be challenged.
Yep. So a Cogenine saves you 20% on 1UP Nutrition. And yeah, so I'm going to be, I don't know, these are the two new aids to get me through the cut. So we'll see how it all goes.
But hey, listen, I always use your hack that you taught me since day one. Fire yogurt and the protein powder. That's what I had for lunch today, man. And it's holding me down. I'm not hungry right now.
So let me give you guys some additional information on L-carnitine. So I did do some research because I wanted to know what it actually does. Because for me, just curbs my appetite. I feel like it curbs my appetite. But what it actually supposedly does is it helps your body shuttle or to convert fat, stored body fat, into energy. So it helps that process along.
Okay.
There have been some studies. It's not like out of this world. So if there's two groups of people and they both are on the exact same calorie deficit.
Yeah.
The one that took L-carnitine lost an average of 2.9 pounds more than the people who didn't. So it has a slight edge.
Yeah.
But it's minimal. That kind of stuff, you got to understand. When it comes to supplements, if you are already doing all the things, you're exercising, you're drinking your water, you're sleeping, you're doing everything, and you just want just to squeeze every last bit of progress after all of that work you're doing, then incorporate some more supplements. Can you get results without taking any of this type of stuff? Yes, absolutely. Do I feel like L-carnitine is some miracle? No. Do I think it's really going to make me lose weight faster or anything? No. But it does help me with my appetite. It just curbs my appetite. It always has. But yes, there are some things that support that it does help with a little bit of fat loss. But what I always say with these supplements is like, they give you like a 1% edge.
That's it. Edge is an edge though. Every little bit helps.
Like not much.
Yeah.
Not much. But anyway, so I wanted to give you guys that spiel on that because I did have some people asking me about it because I've been posting it a little bit in my stories.
Liquid form or pill form?
I like the liquid. The pill form, I feel absolutely nothing.
How many times a day do you do that?
One. Just one shot.
I'm going to have to try it to give you my feedback on it.
Yeah.
I'll try some. I want to give you my feedback. I tell you what I think of it because, hey, guess what? If it curbs my appetite or helps just a little bit, then cool.
Yeah, and I don't know why. It's crazy. The reason I started taking it to begin with is when I was prepping for competition, Matt used to have me take it before steady-state cardio. He said that during steady-state cardio, it helps you really, like, use stored body fat during that exercise. Do I really think it does? I don't know.
Who knows? Probably not. Empty stomach or food in your stomach?
I take it empty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's even better. I hate having to take things with food in my stomach.
I know. It's so annoying. That's why I hate taking my pills and having to like time it all perfectly and stuff annoys me.
Yeah, we can't take our vitamins in the morning until we eat.
All right. So let's talk about what's the latest and greatest. So Oprah was on her show and she had some psychologists on her show too. And they were talking about how obesity is not your fault. If you're obese, you're just predisposed to be in. They literally said, they literally coined a term.
Oh my God. Here we go.
They coined a term called adipose carrier because you're an adipose carrier. We're all adipose carriers.
How do you think we're alive, Oprah? We would die if we weren't adipose carriers.
We all carry body fat.
We would die. Yeah. We didn't.
But specifically on the show, she had a doctor on, and the doctor was the one who was really like perpetuating. It was a psychologist, by the way, not an expert in obesity medicine, a psychologist.
Of course.
But what I noticed is when people come on, and I noticed this a lot, so not just on Oprah and this doctor who was on our show, but when people start talking about it's not just calories in, calories out. There's a lot of other factors, hormones, menopause, this, that. Notice how they stop there. I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
Pay attention the next time. They stop there. Do you notice that they never actually explain? They always just say that, but they never say it's not just calories in, calories out. It's this, and this is specifically, scientifically, what's happening. Because there is no explanation. There is no scientific proof to what they're saying. So they never actually say anything beyond that. And the reason why people get their pom-poms out is because it's glorifying their ability to remain in this victim mentality. That's why I'm fat.
Yes.
See, yes. I'm fat because I'm in menopause. That's why, because the doctor on Oprah tells me.
That's right, baby. That's why you gained all that weight when you menopause, right?
Yeah, because it was my hormones. It's not about calories in, calories out.
No, no.
It's not. So it's, and people, that's why people get behind it and support it. And Oprah is one of them.
And, of course she is.
And it's because she struggled with obesity. So she wants somebody to tell her, it's okay, Oprah. It's not your fault.
No.
And yes, there are factors that contribute to people's obesity that contribute, but it still does not take away from the fact that it still boils down to the calories they ate were more than the calories they burned. Now, I, who am not a science person, who am not, this isn't a science show, I'm going to give you a little more details as to what that is, because the other factors that all these freaking gurus always refer to just affect whether you eat too much or too little, or whether you move more or move less. But it doesn't, but it still has to happen in order for the fat to get on your body. It
has to happen.
So
they don't come from out of nowhere and just all of a sudden, Janine, you have menopause. Here you go. I'm going to slap you with all these extra calories and your body's going to start gaining weight out of nowhere, out of thin air. No, it doesn't work that way, people.
And Oprah even said, and I quoted it, I actually wrote it down. Because she was like so excited to hear this from the doctor. She goes,
I bet.
Exactly. She said, so if I ate an apple pie at 11 p.m., I would be 2 pounds heavier by morning because I'm an adipose carrier.
You guys, this is like, when she talks about this or we talk about this, this is like, it's hard to not really go in on these people, how stupid they sound. Because at the end of the day, there's a thing called the law of thermodynamics. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. That means, Oprah, energy just doesn't enter your body freely and make you gain weight. You put energy into your body by eating extra calories, food, depending on what you eat. It's all food. It doesn't matter. But calories in, calories out do matter. People are still fighting that.
I feel like banging my head against this fucking brick wall, right now.
I feel like
now.
Punching it sometimes. And I feel like grabbing these doctors and be like, let me look at you real quick. No, you shouldn't be giving no advice. Look at you. Take your shirt off. That's what I thought. I'll take my shirt off. You have no place to give no advice.
Now, there, in terms of why it's harder for some people, there is evidence that suggests that there's different, everyone's brains work differently. So
that's it.
Some people have a more difficult time controlling their appetite.
Yep.
They have a more difficult time with impulse control.
Yes.
And yes, that explains why person A is more likely to become obese than person B. If person A's, their brain works a little differently, making it harder for them to resist food. But it doesn't change the fact that it is the fact that they were unable to resist overeating that caused the weight gain.
That's it. That part. That's it. You said you hit the nail on the head. Bing. But they don't want to hear that. They want to be, yes, Oprah, yes, you're so right. Doctor, you're so right. So that's why I'm obese. Listen, I had a conversation with a potential, probably going to be a client of mine, and he was telling me, I don't want to put his name on the show, mm-hmm. but he was telling me this. He said, my stepdad, man, this is shameful because I've tried to help him, and he actually can't help him because he doesn't look like the pillar of his health. He said his stepdad's like 50-something years old, 55 or so. He said, I don't know his weight, but if I had to guess, he's like 400 pounds. And I go, whoa. And he said that he blames genetics and that people in the same family blame genetics. And I said this to him. I said, if I took your stepdad, just go with me on this story, and put him in a prison, incarcerated him, and put him on, let's say he's eating 5,000 calories. I'll cut it down half, 2,500 calories. In 2 years, I'm going to take 100 plus pounds off of him without even doing too much activity, just because I cut his calories in half. If I kept him restricted.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't seem to realize that it's your calories, man. It's not your genetics, dude. You're still putting hella energy into your body. He's telling me what he eats. I'm like, this dude's eating at 10 o'clock at night, tacos, burritos. Of course he's that big. Any of us going to get that big if we ate that reckless and crazy. I was that big once. Not as big as him, but I was 260 and you were overweight.
Yeah. When people see that it, when they say that it's genetics or they say, look at this family, they're all big. The genetics is the lifestyle.
That's the lifestyle.
So it's what you're, so yes, of course, that's why you see, if you see two obese parents and then their children are obese,
yep.
Why? Because the way in which the parents eat and move,
yes.
Is the way that the kids will eat and move,
yes.
Because it's taught, it's learned behavior, it's a learned lifestyle.
Yes.
So it's lifestyle modifications that make the difference. And like I said, I'm not saying that for some people, it's not more difficult to be in a calorie deficit. But you cannot, nobody can convince me that it's not calories in, calories out.
No.
And that, yes, if you eat less and move more, and people get so freaking triggered by that.
Yeah, they do. And I know why they get triggered. I know why they get triggered. Because they hate hearing the truth. They're not mad at you. They're not mad at me for spitting the truth. They're mad at themselves. And the truth hurts them so deeply that they can't face it. So they have to lash out at someone. Okay, I'll give you an example. You called me out a long time ago, probably like a decade ago. You said, babe, another burrito? And I snap back at you. What, babe? I work out every day. I train hard. And you're like, babe, not every day, though. You can't have a burrito. Basically, you're trying to be nice about weight. You cannot work those burritos, babe. You're going to gain weight. And I did gain weight. Mm-hmm. I got fat. I was just in denial, though. Mm-hmm. I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at myself because I didn't have the discipline like you. And I think I was envious of how you've always been disciplined. And I didn't have that. It took me a long time to get that. Uh-huh. Because the way my brain is different than yours. I'm impulse. I'm one of those people.
Right.
I'm impulsive.
So for you, then you're a perfect example of what we're trying to explain. So for you, it is more difficult to resist the urge to go through the drive-thru. Your brain, and it's the reward system in the brain. That's what's different between you and I.
Yep.
But it does not change the fact that in order for you to gain weight, if you have to eat more than you burn, it doesn't change that fact.
It does not change it at all.
It makes it harder, or it makes it harder for you to eat less. It makes it harder for you to resist the urge to turn into the drive-thru. Whereas I'm like, oh,
yes,
100%, I won't do it.
Yeah, I always said that. I always said, man, if it wasn't for this woman right here, we'd both be overweight and fat. We'd be tortas, burritos, because she keeps us in line. Because there's times where hopefully she doesn't want to go out to eat or something. Because if she doesn't, I might break weak. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Your discipline level is quite a bit better than mine. I've gotten good at it because, why? Reps and practice. And I love the way I feel and I love the way I look. And every day I get up, I'm proud. I'm proud of the man that I created. What did that guy Wes Wasser said? Create the man you admire and give him to the world. I believe that too. And I also want my wife to admire the man that I created as well. I want you to be proud.
Yeah, and I think it's all people worry about whether it's easier for some people and harder for others. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That's it doesn't not the, matter that's because not. Other people's journey is not your own. It's if somebody has only 9 fingers, it's going to be harder for them to type. They're going to type slower if they're missing a finger, but they will still type.
Yeah.
Are they going to be worried about whether everybody else is typing faster? No, but you'll still type. You'll still figure it out. Yeah, it might be harder for some. Like I said, it might be harder if you have certain health conditions or you're hypothyroid and you're trying to control your thyroid with medication, which is what I experienced. But it doesn't change the fact that I still need to be in a calorie deficit.
That's it.
In order to lose body fat. That does not change. Whether you're on menopause, it doesn't change. And by the way, it has been completely debunked, the whole mesomorph, ectomorph. It's junk science. It's been totally debunked.
And I used to tell myself I was endo-meso. I can get muscle, but I get fat. That was my persona. I couldn't get thin. Just stupid. Just the science was dumb. Junk science.
And the reason
80s and
muscle 90s. And fat is because your diet. It's because your diet. It's because you ate a lot of calories and you ate a lot of protein. So you ate a lot of calories and you ate a lot of protein. So you were able to put on muscle, but you also put on body fat because you were eating a lot of calories.
Facts.
If you would have dropped your calories but still ate that same amount of protein but dropped the excess of the carbs and fats, you would have suddenly been someone who was, what's the endomorph or whatever? The ectomorph.
Skinny. Thin.
Yeah.
Ectos.
I don't know them, and it's okay. I don't need to know them because it's
Mezzo's a super muscular guy, jack fit, lean. Yeah. But what the hell is I going to say? So basically what she's telling you, I'm going to touch on this, is calories just don't magically disappear and go into your body. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
These people are making it up in their head and their minds like, oh, I have to take this medication. Okay, it might make you hold water. But at the end of the day, calories come from food, from energy. They just don't magically appear into your body. That's people are psychotic thinking like they just magically go in your body. No, you put them into your body.
Yeah. And so none of now let me go over this. You know, how do you notice how some people will say, oh, but this diet really worked for me or that diet really worked for me or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All fad diets are is a calorie deficit with a different gift wrap on it. There's just a different means to an end.
I said it to you with keto. Remember, I said, babe, but keto worked really good for me. And you're like, babe.
I used to fucking irritate the shit out of me when you said that.
If it worked so good for you, then why did you gain that weight back? You got a good point.
No,
you got
me
there.
I was like a broken record. I would say, babe, it's because you were in a calorie deficit.
Yes.
It's because you were in a calorie deficit. But you would say it all the time. You've said it on this podcast a million times. I would look at you like, why do you keep saying, like, you keep making, you just sound like everybody else. It's because you were in a calorie deficit.
You're
keto
right.
was not magical.
Because I'm stubborn and want to argue.
Because people think, oh, but this really, that juice cleanse really worked for me because it put you in a calorie deficit. The keto really worked for me because you were in a calorie deficit. Keto stopped working for you because you weren't eating carbs, but you were eating too many calories. You weren't in a calorie deficit
anymore.
Now
you're in a surplus. Now you're back up. Now it shifted. Your bank account went negative. And you gained weight. People, calories is just numbers for your body. Look at it like that. Look at it like your bank account. You only got this much to spend on a week. You get paid this much, and this is your bills. They give it how much you have to spend on your body. It's a numbers game. Your address, your date of birth, everything. It's a numbers what you put into your body. Now, you just make the choices of what you want to put in your body, but you can make it work. But people complicate it too much, man. They want to argue. Again, if you want more, even more science and nutrition and backing, go follow BioLane. That guy's legit. He clowns us all the time. He debunks all these idiots.
Yeah, I was listening to his information recently. He was talking about this about Oprah. You know who else he was talking about?
Who?
He was talking about V-Shred. That guy's a joke, too. The V-Shred guy.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yes, he is.
His diet is, he makes it seem like, oh, if you have a certain body type, you have to eat for your body type. No.
Yep.
False. Okay? You have to eat the proper volume for your size and your gender and all of that and your body makeup. But there is no like special diet for special people.
No. Even you. Hey, listen, when you first taught me macros, I had the old mentality of I asked you the wrong question. I go, babe, you're telling me how much protein, but how much carbs do I got to eat? Don't worry about that. We're not tracking. We're worried about the protein. I said, but doesn't it matter? No, because it all falls into place. As long as you don't go over your calories, it doesn't matter. And guess what, people? I did not track one carbohydrate ever. And I got down to 165 on 2,400 calories a day, 7% body fat, man. Boom. How did that happen? Miracle? Nope.
Well, I don't track carbs or fats either. I don't have no concept over how much carbs or fats I eat.
But there's other coaches, and I want to blast it, dude. I just said, you need to know how many carbs for your body and how many to take in, this and that. I'm watching like, this is how you teach your clients? You really want to complicate it like that, man? Why do you want to complicate it? Why do you want to make it harder? We're trying to make it as simple as possible. Keep things simple. Stop trying to make things complicated. If a diet sounds all complicated and complex, trust me, it ain't for you.
It's not sustainable if it's hard. But the problem is, and what I notice just being out in the world and hearing people talk about it, it's literally makes you want to bang your head against the wall because most people have no idea.
No.
How to lose weight.
None. They're so clueless. Ask them. So how do you lose weight? Eat less?
No. I would say, they would say, eat healthy.
Uh-huh. I just called somebody out for that recently. And I said, eat healthy? You eat healthy, huh? So let me ask you this. If you eat healthy, how come your body doesn't reflect the eating healthy part? You eat healthy, right? You eat organic. You eat healthy. You eat good. You eat fruits and vegetables. But again, take your shirt off, homie. Let me see. Let me see what you're working with. Why doesn't your body reflect of how healthy you eat, if I'm being honest? You know what I'm
saying? Because what people don't understand, and then what happens is someone will get really good results on some crazy guru style diet, and then they will take out the pom-poms for that diet. Like, this diet turned my health around or whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not saying that you didn't lose weight doing that diet.
Yeah.
You did, and great. But it doesn't, your health improved because you lowered your body fat. You lowered your body weight.
Yes.
However, whatever road you took to get there, I hope you took the one that is was easiest for you and the most sustainable for you so that now you can keep the weight off.
Yep.
Everyone takes a different road, and I think that's fine. But I just don't like when people argue that, oh, this worked because this is the superior diet. No, it's all the same thing in different gift wrap, literally.
That's it.
It's a different way to get to calorie deficit. Intermittent fasting, it's a different way to get to a calorie deficit. Yes. It's not some freaking miracle.
No, people make it seem like a miracle.
It's just a way, if you eat within a certain small window, hopefully you will eat less calories. But what I've noticed is what people will... initially, they will lose weight on intermittent fasting. But what happens? Their hunger and their appetite adjusts. So suddenly, in that tiny window, they cram more and more food into that small window.
Yep.
Because they think, well, I'm still eating within my window, so it's good. And now I'm hungrier and still eating within that window. Guess what? Eventually, the intermittent fasting stops working because you will just eat more. Same with keto, right? At first, people don't eat a lot of calories. They're not counting calories because they were told you don't have to. And they're losing weight because, one, they lose water as soon as they drop carbs.
Yes.
And secondly, the fats and the protein keep them pretty satiated, so they can't eat a lot. But eventually, they start eating more. And now, not only are they not losing weight on keto, they're starting to gain weight on keto, and they can't understand why.
Rapidly. You had to adjust my calories, my fat intake on keto, because I was taking power coffee. I was taking it way too much. Calories on a coffee, too much coconut oil. We're messing up.
And why did I adjust them? Because you lost weight in like the first month and then the weight stopped coming off. You're like, babe, I don't get it. I'm doing the same thing I did before. The weight's not coming off. I'm like, we need to track your macros because you're overeating. Then I watched you for a whole day and I tabulated how much you were eating. And I'm like, you're eating a shit ton of calories. You're not going to lose weight.
And the minute you adjusted them, back down, started dropping like crazy.
And so basically, you were macro tracking and you were just eating a keto lifestyle and you didn't have to.
No. Again, like she said, you could take 100 different roads and get to where you need to be. But here's a big one. It's like money. Like Ice-T said, you can make $1 million, but the art of money is not making the money. The art of money is holding on to your money. Guess what, people? The art of losing weight and getting into a health journey and getting to where you want to be and you finally made it. Can you stay there? Because how many people have we seen get there? Can they stay there? For example, your former fitness bikini competitor world, all those ladies and gents all get ripped for the show. That diet's extreme, you guys do. How long do they stay ripped for and lean? To the show. Till they get to the show for a day or so. Next day or two, back at it, eat normal. Their bodies start packing on weight again. We've seen it time and time over. And some of them don't come back.
That's such a good example, the way you compared it to the money, because it's harder actually to keep money than it is to make money.
Yes.
To keep money is a lot harder. And it's the same with weight. It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to maintain it, because you have to lose it in such a way that you maintain it in the very same way.
Yes.
If you think you're going to be able to shift gears for maintenance and do something totally different, it doesn't work that way. I've seen that fail, that method. I've seen so many people try that. It doesn't work. And that is why you're better off choosing a way. So whatever road you decide to take, and like I said, I'm not saying that you... I think there are many roads to a calorie deficit.
Many roads.
My argument is that the weight loss comes with a calorie deficit. There are many roads.
That's it.
I choose a balanced road. Some people may choose a keto road, an intermittent fasting road, a carnivore road, vegetarian road, whatever road they want to do. But my request is that you make sure you pick something that you can sustain, because it is very difficult. It's already hard enough to maintain weight loss, but it is very difficult to jump on a different road for maintenance.
Yep.
So that
different
is
ball game.
Yeah. It's very hard.
And your motivation ain't there no more, because you could have been motivated because it's summertime. There's a pool party. There's a wedding. There's this. Excuse me. There's your 20th graduation high school reunion anniversary. You don't want to look good for it. Ooh, 20 years. I want to look good. And you get there. But then after you get there to that dance, boom, it all goes out the window. We've seen it time and time. I'm guilty of it. I've many times yo-yoed up in and out of diets.
Yeah. And so I actually, on that token, I think I've talked about it before, but I am going to have, I want to feature on this show, I'm going to do some interviews of people that have had weight loss journeys and what has worked for them and what hasn't. And basically we're going to learn about the different roads people have taken to on their weight loss journey and what's worked. So maybe somebody can get tips from that and think, okay, maybe I'll try that. Maybe that will work for me. But I just want to make sure that as we go on that journey, it's not that I'm not going to necessarily be in agreement with everybody's road. Sometimes I may be like, I don't really agree with that, but it's not my road. So
exactly.
It's their road.
It's their road, it's their journey.
And so it's not about that. It's not whether I agree with everything everybody's going to say, but one thing I do and will not back down from is the fact that the only way to lose body fat is to be put into a calorie deficit. And the only way to gain body fat is to be in a calorie surplus. So if you, whatever you're doing right now, if you are gaining weight, you are in a calorie surplus. And every bit of body fat on your body right now, every in your mom pooch, there's no special thing that happens, by the way, in your stomach that creates this mom pooch that you can't lose. It's just stored body fat. So there's nothing that happens post-pregnancy that says, nope, this deposit right here, this one's going to stay. This is a permanent deposit. No, it's not. It'll come off just like every other ounce of body fat everywhere else.
Yep.
I've had it too.
Exactly.
I've had it. I've lost it. Had it again. Lost it. So, and every bit of body fat on your body is just a little indicator. It's just a little reminder that at some point you ate in a surplus.
Yep.
This little fat I have right here. Probably too many slices of pizza that one time. I never took it back off. Every time you go into a surplus, it's going to store a little body fat. And if you don't have a deficit to negate that, that's how you start accumulating fat. Sure, you might go into back to normal eating, but normal eating is not going to get rid of that little deposit. The little deposit will stay there.
Yeah.
And it starts growing and growing. Every time you overeat, it'll grow and grow unless you deliberately make a change and go an attempt to eat in a deficit to get rid of it. And that's why people become obese.
Yep. And they don't want to face the music.
Yeah.
The cold hard facts.
Oh my goodness. Just be careful of where you get this information. Stop letting people pull the pom-poms out.
Yeah,
about you don't want that. That's taking your power away. By the way, when someone tells you, oh, it's okay, you're just fat because of genetics or this or that. You don't want to hear that because that means you can't do anything about it. You should be happy that I'm telling you it's bullshit because you can do something about it.
Yeah. And look at the people giving you advice. Look closely at them. Maybe you're ready to start a new journey. And because you're ready and you're fired up and they're not, they want to keep you where they're at. Remember that, people. Look closest to you who's supportive and who isn't. And another piece of advice I want to give you guys. If you decide you want to learn to become a millionaire, successful, financial wealth in life, would you go to the corner store, the liquor store, and I don't want to offend anybody, but would you ask the homeless man or bum for financial advice? That should tell you the answer. So again, would you ask somebody for advice on how to eat when they look like a busted can of beans? You know what I'm saying? Look at that. Why would you go to someone that does not look the part or even have the know-how, the science, any kind of background in this game like we have? Why would you go to them for advice? Please don't do that. You're going to the wrong people. Go to a knowledgeable coach that knows what's up and looks the part. Remember that. Looks the part. They're following their own advice.
I love that you just used one of my favorite sayings again, bust a can of beans.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah.
Bust a can. It's the truth.
I agree.
People are spewing information, and I've called them out online like, why are you giving advice?
There's so much bad information out there, more bad than good.
Yes. You don't look the part, homie. What advice are you giving? What background do you have? How many years have you been doing this? I've been in this game 35 years since I've been working out. I've heard all the bro science of the 80s and 90s. We've heard it all. We're both NASM certified. We know what we're doing. We're living examples. 48, 49. We're the less than the 1% of 1% of how lean and fit and how we look. Unfortunately, society's down bad.
I even see people, though, sadly, in the fitness space that are fit, that also just spew wrong information. Like I had somebody on a podcast saying how Ozempic works. Ozempic literally prevents fat storage. It doesn't. Ozempic just affects your appetite.
Just affects your appetite.
Yeah. Appetite regulation, which is the leading cause of why people are obese, is because they have difficulty with appetite regulation.
Yep.
Ozempic's not a miracle. It just literally decreases your appetite. It's the same reason why bariatric surgery works. It decreases your appetite. So if you have somebody, like I actually had a client that I used to work with her, and she'd be like, I don't understand. I don't know why I can't lose weight. I'm like, you're overeating. That's why. You're not following your macros. Nope. That's why.
Yes.
Because she goes, no, I don't think that's it. I think I have something wrong with me or whatever. Guess what? She had bariatric surgery and then the weight came off. It's not a miracle. No. Why did the weight come off? Because the bariatric surgery forced her to eat less.
Yes. And a lot of times, know this, a lot of times those people have that and they do have success, but then they start slipping little by little. They start eating more and more.
And stretching it back out.
And
she's actually had great success. She's not stretching it out. She's been able to maintain it now for a couple of years. But even after, she goes, you were right. You were right. Because if I was right, even with the bariatric surgery, I wouldn't have had an easy time losing weight. Because in my mind, I thought, oh, she thought like Oprah. Oh, I'm an adipose carrier. If I eat apple pie, it's going to make me gain 2 pounds. No, it's only going to make you gain 2 pounds if you ate a surplus of 7,000 calories that day.
That
apple pie is what took you over the edge.
Yes.
That's the only reason why. Don't blame the apple pie for what the calorie surplus did.
Exactly. People just,
they're
looking for a 2024. We've gotten soft in this society, and people are looking for this magic pill, and they thought Ozempic was it. There's a lot of side effects to Ozempic. Do your research. Before you decide to hop on Ozempic, you better do your homework, because there are some people who lost their lives due to Ozempic.
Yeah, I don't want to get into Ozempic and all that right now because it's a whole other topic and I'm trying to round it out. But yeah, there's a lot of issues with that because there's no exit plan. There's no exit plan. Your appetite comes back fast and furious. And if you couldn't control it before, you're sure as hell not going to control it now. And it's just a whole other topic. But that's for another day. Yeah. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Candidly with Coffee. And if you are on our Patreon, head over to Patreon because we have the after show.
See you.